The families of four Iranian diplomats who were abducted by armed men during Lebanon's civil war in the 80s held a press conference in the Lebanese capital, Beirut, and stressed that Israel is behind uncovering their fate. The Iranian ambassador to Beirut told Press TV that the international community needs to shoulder its responsibility, since the detainment of the diplomats is against all international conventions.
Fortunately, Iran's foreign ministry has written a letter to the United Nations. We have asked the Lebanese officials to pursue the case. Lebanese officials have sent letters to the United Nations regarding this issue as well.
During the 15-year civil war, the Lebanese militia forces headed by Samir Jaja were known for their close ties with Israel. They were also responsible for handing over many Lebanese and foreigners to Israelis at the peak of Israel's invasion of Lebanon. But concerning the Iranian diplomats, Jaja has declared his militia witnessed their killing, but has given no concrete documents that the Iranians were killed. The son of one of the diplomats who comes to Beirut at every anniversary of his father's disappearance has said investigations are ongoing to uncover the fate of the four men. Hezbollah declared the fate of the abducted Iranians has been raised in the indirect negotiations for a prisoner exchange with the Israeli authorities after the 2006 war. However, the Israeli government has not released any information on the four missing Iranians. The Lebanese forces militia admitted to having kidnapped four Iranian diplomats during the Lebanese civil war. And although the forces, which is now a political party headed by Samir Jaja, says that they were killed in Lebanon, Lebanese and Iranian investigators say there is reason to believe they are alive and held in Israeli jails. Maryam Saleh, Press TV, Beirut.